Greetings, peace and love to everybody. Ashe. Hope you're having a good day, and hope you're practicing mindfulness. Because in these times, mindfulness is very, very key. Because the media is turning people into basically animals, worse or even more easier than they have been. And I'm talking about this corona, this COVID-19. This virus that was engineered in a lab and released on populace. And now it is backfired. Now, this virus that they engineered and released, they didn't engineer it to be totally lethal, because the coronavirus is just like the flu virus. It's easily taken care of. But they just wanted something different to use so they could get the minds of the people. So now, the media, which is controlled by the same 1%, which is trying to depopulate the earth and trying to control us all, they're doing a very good job of whipping up the people in a frenzy. And all of that is because they want people to eventually get chaotic, and then they can declare martial law, roll out the tanks in the street, start rounding up people and put them in the FEMA camps. Truthers gonna get the death camps. The sheep will get the re-indoctrination or re-education camps. That's their plans. And one of the steps to it now is they want to use this coronavirus. It's a false flag like 9/11. So when they do this, a lot of people are gonna get scared and get fearful. So now when they come and say, guess what, we have a vaccine and we need to mandatory vaccinate everyone. And then after that, we're going to need everyone to take these ID 2020 chips so we can know everyone's medical status at all times. And that's what they're trying to do. Remember I did a podcast last year telling you guys about the ID 2020 Bill Gates? Yeah, and guess what? He's also somehow involved with the corona too, right? So you see the connections. So they want people to lose it, go crazy, and then they can do all of that. Right now in Denmark, the government has passed a bill that's going to do forced vaccination and forced testing. They're doing forced vaccination law in Denmark, and they don't even have a vaccine for the corona, or do they? You know, sometimes they make it all too obvious, but I'm just surprised how people are acting. I mean, I know the media ramping it up and revving it down your throats, but sometimes take a time to step back and look at reality. You know what I mean? Look at what's really going on around you outside of what the media puppets are saying. Because they're only doing a work for agenda. None of the media is unbiased. The media is entirely biased. All media is owned by Five Corporation. Probably one of them own this. You feel me? So they control what's coming out. And they are staring the people straight into this craziness. People running around buying up water and toilet paper. Like, people who didn't used to drink water is all of a sudden buying up water and wasting it. And then the people buying up all this toilet paper, I'm wondering, like, is people just planning to shit them pants all day? Like, all this toilet paper they buying, like, are they just planning to be pooping constantly? Like, they're not planning to be fighting, they're not planning to be, what, building, planting, whatever? Like, what is it? Whatever emergency y'all think coming, y'all assume to be doing a lot of pooping. And that's the weirdest thing to me. You don't think we should try to find some people and figure out who patented this, what lab it came out of? You know, hold some people accountable. Because that's what really needs to happen. But we need people to remain calm. We need people not to panic. Don't lose your faculties. Because once you give in to fear, it's done. I mean, look at what they did with 9/11. The entire world changed with that false flag. Travel became total nightmare. Everyone's phone got wiretapped and emails taken and texts taken and everything by the government. Total spying, total violation of privacy. And I just want to remind people of one thing. Don't let these people tell you about no treason. because the Constitution said if the people ever feel like the government is being mishandled in any way, they have the right to rise up and change the government. But people have forgotten that. You know, they don't teach it in class that much, so people don't remember that part. You know, people seem to have believed that the government or politicians are better than them, or they're somehow superhuman than them. No, the politician is just like you. He came out of his mama head first or foot first. You feel me? Just born like a little baby. Learn to walk, talk like you the same. They're no different, no special. They're not no one who knows better than you do. They're manipulated and controlled by money. That's it. They don't care about anyone. Nothing that you hear them saying is not for the betterment of mankind. They really don't care about that. I mean, they've made that blatantly obvious when we have to literally pay for everything. So that's also another thing I was thinking. So with this coronavirus and people not being able to work and all kind of things going to be closed down, is the bills going to go on pause? Huh? Is all bills going to go on pause? Like, we shouldn't be paying no bills. Like, everything should be fine. The light should be on. The water should be on. Everything should be on. But we should not be paying no bill. Because right now, what? They whipping up the frenzy. But you don't hear them saying nothing like that. Because it's not nothing that they're worried about. They know they're just doing what they're doing. And in a few months, Trump will be president again. And, you know, everything gonna be back to normal. Stock market gonna go up. And maybe a few people gonna be running around trying to get chipped and trying to accept whatever medical explanation that the state will try to tell people that they have. And you don't need nothing but some natural herbs. You don't need nothing but the natural food that you eat. As the ancestors said, the food is a medicine. Stop panicking, man. Don't let the media turn you into like a zombie. Because that's all they're doing. And then once you get zombified and people get scared, they're going to do something crazy. And then these fools is going to be like, yep, here go the opportunity, martial law. So we want to avoid the martial law, the FEMA death camps, and the mandatory vaccination and the chip. So just remain calm and live your life. You know what I mean? Everything going to be all right. Don't panic. Panic never solves anything. Fear never solves anything. It don't create no situation. All people do in this world when they get fearful is give over more of their rights. Because they get fearful and think that the government can provide security. No one can provide security for you except you. Right? Remember that. So what you need to do, remain calm, be mindful, try to find like-minded people to unite so that we can deal with whatever challenge or obstacle comes our way. We'll leap over it, we'll get over it, because at the end of the day, we are gods. So remember that. Peace and love. Ashe, ashe.